Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week, and in the third Aliyah of Parshat Tetzava, we have 14 psukim. This Aliyah describes the last two of the Begadim, which were exclusive to the Kohen Gadol, the Me'il, and the Tzitz. The Me'il was his robe with the golden bells and the cloth balls in the shape of pomegranates at the bottom hem, and the tzitz was a thin golden band worn on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, engraved with the words Kodesh Lashem. The Torah in this Aliyah then goes on to describe the four begadim worn by all Kohanim, including the Kohen Gadol: the kutonet, his long shirt, the michnasayim, the pants, avnet, the belt, and the migba'at, the hat. Regarding the tzitz, the Torah tells us in Perek Chafchet, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Ve'asita tzitz, Zahav Tahor, etc. And then the Torah tells us a few psukim later in Perek Chafchet, Pasuk Lamed Chet, Ve'haya al mitzcho tamid. That tzitz has to be on his forehead at all times. However, the Gemara in Masechet Menachot Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet understands this mitzvah not that the Kohen Gadol must wear the tzitz at all times, but the halacha is, the mitzvah from that pasuk is, that when the Kohen Gadol does wear the tzitz, he must be constantly aware that he has it. It says the Gemara, Shelo Tasiach Da'ato Mimenu. Incredible. It's an incredible thing. It always has to be on his mind. The Kohen Gadol must be constantly aware of the tzitz and the fact that everything he does and everything he stands for is Kodesh Lashem. How many of us have spent a little while searching the house for our glasses only to find that they're on our face the whole time? The Kohen Gadol's not allowed to do that. When he's wearing the tzitz, he has to be aware that he's wearing the tzitz. What does this all mean? Why does the Torah say that the tzitz has to be on the Kohen Gadol's head at all times when it doesn't mean at all times? It means that he can't forget that he's wearing him. What is the message? Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935, has a most beautiful idea that he writes in his Sefer on the Gemara on Masechet Shabbat, Ein Ayah. Says Rav Cook, we know that in our world, in our lives, there are goals in the world and there are means in the world. And says Rav Cook, a very low level is when some people lose sight of the goals and they see the means as an end. They see the means as the goal. That's, of course, a truly low level. Other people, says Rav Cook, recognize that the world is just a means to an end. These kinds of people, very wonderful level, very high level, these kinds of people perform a variety of physical activities. They work, they exercise, they socialize, they go to the gym, they go to the supermarket, they go to the office. And these people link those physical activities to their spiritual goal, to their spiritual focus, giving tzedakah, chesed, Talmud Torah, etc. This, again, is a very high level. However, says Rav Cook, there is an even higher level than that. And that is where all of those various activities and all of those spiritual goals are one and the same. For that person, it's not that they have a work piece of their lives and an exercise piece of their lives and a social piece to their lives. No, to these people, it's all one. It's all with one focus in mind, serving Hashem. This highest level, these people do not even have a tzedakah piece to their lives, or a chesed piece to their lives, or a Torah piece to their lives. No, it's all one life. Everything is one. All are one. All serve Hashem. And that, says Rav Cook, is the level that we're all striving on, and that is the level, striving for, and that is the level that the Kohen Gadol is on. Everything is Kodesh Lashem. The Torah says that the tzitz had to be on his head at all times. Not necessarily the physical tzitz, but that's the point. Whether you are in the Mikdash, or whether you're in the supermarket, whether you're wearing tefillin or you're balancing your checkbook, we have to always, the Kohen Gadol did, and we all have to follow his role modeling, we all have to be aware that everything we do is towards God, for God, and recognizing and being aware of Hashem's presence. Have a wonderful day, everyone.